scripture lesson, Matthew chapter 2. The Magi, the star, the child. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a ruler that shall rule my people Israel.'" And Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned by God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing the hymn, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise, in 394, and stand and face the cross as it enters the sanctuary.
Thank you.
84. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you in your godless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death,
upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We take the insert for the second Sunday after Christmas, and we chant the intro. Became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory as of only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Praise the Lord.
To God on high,
and on earth.
Almighty God, you have poured into our hearts the true light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light be shown forth in our lives through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday after Christmas is from 1 Kings chapter 3. The king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Solomon used to offer 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, "Ask what I shall give you." And Solomon said, "You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love, and have given him a son to sit on his throne this day. And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of David, my father. Although I am but a little child, I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too many to be numbered or counted for multitude. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this your great people?" It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. And God said to him, "Because you have asked this, and have not asked for yourself long life, or riches, or the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourselves understanding to discern what is right, behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind, so none like you has been before you, and none like you shall arise after you. I give you also what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that no other king shall compare with you all your days. And if you walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days." And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. Then he came to Jerusalem, stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and offered up burnt offerings and peace offerings, and made a feast for all his servants. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Turn to the front of your hymnal to Psalm 72 as we chant responsively that whole verse, verses 1 through 15. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son. Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people, and the hills in righteousness. May
may desert tribes bow down before him, and his enemies lick the dust. Serve him.
For he is mighty when he calls, the poor and him rest of power.
He has pity on the weak and the needy, and saves the lives of the needy. Continually, and blessings invoked for him all the day.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Epistles from Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, we're sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is a guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the Alleluia in verse. Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
The child Jesus grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it. But supposing him to be in their group, they went a day's journey, but then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, Why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress. And he said to them, why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house? And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. This is the gospel of the Lord. Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Hymn of the day, you may be seated. Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We are in the Epiphany season. The King of the Jews is also the light of the Gentiles. The 12 days of Christmas go from December 25th to tomorrow, January 6th, as we begin the Epiphany season, which we celebrate today. Christmas is all about Jesus, the King of the Jews, announced by angels to Jewish shepherds. Epiphany is all about the light of the Gentiles, announced by a star to the Gentile Magi. We consider two events today in the childhood of Jesus. What was it that happened when he was 12 years old with his family in the temple? What happened when he was under 2 years old when the Magi come to visit him? And our focus is this. Jesus amazed the Jewish teachers and was worshipped by Gentile Magi. Jesus amazes us and is worshipped also by us. That is our focus today. If Jesus is the King of the Jews and the light of the Gentiles, let us first consider Jesus and his family at the Feast of Jerusalem, this godly, devout family. Jesus was part of an earthly family. He had parents, brothers, and sisters. Joseph, of course, with his stepfather. Mary was his mother. The Bible lists the names of four of his brothers and says that he has sisters. Firstborn of a family of at least seven. They lived up north in Galilee by the Sea of Galilee, just west of that, in the city of Nazareth. They went a 120-mile journey from Nazareth up north, all the way through Samaria, all the way down to Jerusalem and Judea. 120 miles. For the feast of the Passover. The Jewish people, like we have a liturgical year of Advent and Christmas and Epiphany and Lent, they had various liturgical celebrations as well. And it was the Feast of the Passover once a year. Jesus is 12 years old and the son of the carpenter Joseph. And the custom in the feast was that people would go up to Jerusalem to celebrate what happened in Exodus, when they took the blood of the lamb and put it over the doorposts of the house, so when the angel of death passed over, their firstborn sons remained alive and did not die because of the blood of the lamb. Each year, Jews celebrate this Passover feast. This devout family has gone to Jerusalem to take part in this week-long festival. This caravan was very large. It's a large group of people, uncles, aunts, cousins, friends. Probably most of the city of Nazareth had made this trip. This was a large caravan of people. And so, the boy Jesus, when they turn around to return, he stays in Jerusalem and doesn't tell his parents. And they journey for a day, and then you can just picture this. Have you seen Jesus? Has anyone seen Jesus? They traveled an entire day, and they couldn't find him. So then they had to make a journey one day back. As the caravan moved on, Mary and Joseph turned back and went back to Jerusalem. But they can't find him. They look for him for 3 days. Think of this, parents. You have a 12-year-old son whom you haven't seen for 5 days. You have no idea where he is. Well, they must have looked everywhere, but finally decided we haven't gone up to the temple yet. Lo and behold, they find Jesus in the temple. The temple proper is surrounded by courts of about 20 acres, where thousands of people can gather and be taught. Jesus is there, outside in the temple courts. And they are astonished. And Mary says what any mother would say, "Son,
Why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress. They loved Jesus. They wondered where he was. And here he was in the temple. They were astonished. Here you see, Jesus was part of a godly, devout family. We are called to be godly and devout, to come to the divine service, to bring our children to be taught the Word of God, just like Jesus and his family. Jesus truly was part of a devout, godly, earthly family. Secondly, we see Jesus with the teachers in the temple courts. Here we see his authority. Jesus had been sitting in the temple courts among the teachers, scribes, priests, the religious teachers, listening to them with his ears, asking them questions with his mouth. All these men were amazed at his innate understanding and his natural answers. Jesus was true God, but also true man. He knew his Old Testament. He knew about the Old Testament prophets foretelling the birth of the Messiah at Bethlehem. He knew about all the promises of the Prince of Peace to come. So Christ was calmly sitting there at 12 years old, teaching these elderly men from the evidence from the scriptures about himself. Yet they did not realize who Jesus actually was. Jesus taught with authority. He didn't just quote this person and quote that person. He quoted the Word of God and spoke with authority even when he was 12 years old. Here we see the authority of Jesus as we see his devout, godly family. Thirdly, we see that God was his father, though Mary was his mother. Now, Jesus is not being disrespectful when he says, "Why were you looking for me?" In other words, why were you looking for me? Don't you remember what happened when the shepherds proclaimed who I was? When the Magi came to the house? Did you not know? I must be in my Father's house. They didn't understand the saying he spoke to them. Jesus was part of an ordinary family. You have to go to work. You got to feed the kids. You got to clean the house. You got to do your daily chores. After 12 years of this, maybe it had gotten foggy, the origins of Jesus, way back at Christmas and Epiphany. But he's reminding them, "Joseph, you know you're my stepfather. God in heaven is my father. I was conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of my mother Mary." He's reminding them of that. "Where did you expect me to be?" he's saying. "But in my Father's house, in the temple." Here Jesus is showing that he is true God from the Father, but also true man. Because now he returns back with them, back up to Nazareth. He was submissive to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and man. He became strong, and the favor of God was upon him. Here we see the deity and humanity of Christ. In theology, it's called the communication of attributes. He is true God and true man in one person. He actively would keep the law on our behalf and obey his parents, keeping the fourth commandment, and just like you watched your children grow up, he got taller and stronger as he grew into manhood. Jesus from a devout, godly family. Jesus speaks with authority. Jesus is true God and true man in one person. And fourthly, Jesus is to be worshipped as did the wise men and the Magi. Now we go back about 10 years earlier to the Epiphany account you heard in Matthew 2, when the Magi come to the house to bring their gifts. The Magi had seen a star in the east, and it was determined by Herod that it had been about 2 years before. Later on, horrible, evil Herod the Great would kill all the babies in Bethlehem under 2 years old, but Jesus' life was spared because Joseph took the family to Egypt. When the Magi come, they follow the star and they come to the capital city, Jerusalem, and the star disappeared. So they go to the capital city and want to know, where's the one born king of the Jews? Herod had been placed into power by the Romans. He was not a rightful king of the Jews, but Jesus had been born king of the Jews. The scribes say he's from Bethlehem. Herod is lying when he says he wants to go there and also worship. And thus the wise men would go back another way later. But the star reappeared and came directly over the house where they were. This is after Christmas Eve. This is a later time at the home. And when they come in, they fall down on their faces and they worship him, acknowledging this child is God in human flesh. And they bring their treasures, present him gold, frankincense, and myrrh for Jesus as the prophet, the priest, and the king. Gold for a king, incense for a priest, myrrh for a priest and a prophet. Threefold office of Christ, the prophet, priest, and king, is shown in these gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and Jesus is a child under 2 years old. They fall down and worship him. The significance for us is that we who are called to be devout families, to listen to the authority of Christ and confess like we did in the Creed, his deity and humanity, we fall down here and worship him and receive his gifts at this altar and rail. St. Paul explains the significance for us. From God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, the Beloved, the Holy Spirit who was promised, the Trinity, all spiritual blessings are now ours. Heavenly realms have come to earth so that we are presented holy and blameless in love, predestined and adopted by the purpose of his will through the redemption by his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses. Jesus is that true Passover lamb who poured out his blood for us on the cross, and in his resurrection we have the riches of his grace. You have wisdom and insight into God's mystery now revealed, the word and the hope of the gospel, perishable inheritance in heaven. So my friends, in conclusion, just like Jesus grew in wisdom and favor, it is our light in our life. Let us treasure the mysteries of the incarnation just like Mary did and just like the Magi did. To the praise of his glory and the fullness of time, he unites heaven and earth, all things according to his counsel of his will. As we acquire the possession of the inheritance prepared for us before the foundation of the world, to the praise of his glory, let us rejoice with all the nations this coming year in Jesus, who indeed is the King of the Jews, the light of the Gentile nations, as we also fall down and worship him. To the praise of his glory. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Offertory, page 192, we stand to sing. Please take the ritual friendship hat at the end of the pew, ask the folks sitting next to you, fill it out, and place it in the basket in the narthex as you leave. Members and visitors, we gather the offerings. You may be seated. Prayer of the church, we stand to pray. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, we give thanks that your Son, the eternal Word made flesh, dwells among us, full of grace and truth. Extend his praise into all the world, that many would come to hope in his steadfast love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, preserve your church by the preaching of the gospel and the promised Holy Spirit in baptism. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church, early child care, campus ministry, and international ministry. Bless Pastor David Erber and his wife Joy as they serve in Ghana and we serve you here. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, you prepare a place for us in your Son Jesus, He who came to a human family, the home of Mary and Joseph. Bless our homes and all who dwell in them, and bless all of us and our vocations and calling this week, those who celebrate their baptism and birthday, Cody Sepulveda, Peggy Gallagher, and Anna Law, Becky Seawald, Griffin Marshall, and Leah Bayless, Joshua Lewandowski, Jonathan Merchant, Zeke Hartman, and Tammy Vogt. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, give patient endurance to all who are sick and in need of healing according to your will. Grant healing and strength to Doug Gransberg, Peter Bruckner, Ember Ward, Gina Faulkner, Barbara Tiller, Nancy Brasowski, Barbara Stevenson, Candy Darmody, Betty Tinney, and Josh Lee. And comfort those who mourn. Bless the family of Melissa Combs at the death of her sister Tammy. Bless the family of Alan Hager at the death of his father, Joe. Lord, in your mercy. You gather your people to bear your name and give light to the world. We ask, O Lord, as you provide for our daily needs, that you provide rain for our daily bread, protection for the unborn children, and also be with those afflicted by tornadoes and hurricanes. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Holy God, we praise your name, for you give the gift of leaders of our nations and every nation. Fill them with wisdom, compassion, and care, those who are newly elected to serve you faithfully. We pray for Peter's peace for Syria and Israel and Palestine and Ukraine. And we thank you for those who serve in the military among us, Calvin, Eli, Courtney, Gabe, Mike, Emily, and Alex. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
May your light shine on us. Bring forth the fruits of repentance in our daily lives. Give us confidence in your word
that we would embrace your holy will without fear. Hear and answer us as we pray. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Service of Sacrament, page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
so
body of Christ, the body of Christ, the body of Christ. Take a knee to the body of Christ.
Body and blood of our Lord Jesus.
commit us, page 199. Stand to sing.
Give you peace. Amen.